concerns were raised with the government of Jamaica by the United States regarding the Cuban medical mission more than a year ago. I want you to pay attention to that. More than a year ago, we reviewed the program against our laws and the various multilateral conventions under which we have obligations. And let me say from the outset that the Cuban medical mission has been beneficial to the people of Jamaica. The Cuban doctors and nurses have assimilated quite well in our hospital system and have developed strong bonds with the people they serve. I can say that Jamaicans love them and want them to stay. However, there were some aspects of the program which were brought to the attention of the Cuban counterparts, our Cuban counterparts, to include how personnel were paid, that run counter to our own laws and several international conventions. We were hopeful that adjustments could be made to the program to make it compliant and that we could have reached some agreement where we could continue to have the direct services of the Cuban health professionals who are here. We continue to be hopeful that some agreement, arrangement, some changes can be made to the program. We continue to be.